Okay, that is not the hot song of the day, but it is Post Malone. You're listening for Psycho. When you hear it between 8:30 and 8:45, you be caller 20 to get yourself $500 because that is the hot song of the day. It is Hot 101.5, Tampa Bay's new hit music, and your home for commercial-free Mondays. And before I tell you about how my roommate could be destroying a friendship and a relationship.
Yikes.
Holly, what's trending in Tampa Bay?
Well, we have a Tampa Bay train wreck.
Yes.
And this one, Miguel, is from Jacksonville.
Mm-hmm.
There's a KFC worker who threw a bag at a customer through the drive-thru window.
Oh.
And she was arrested for battery. But my question to you is, what was inside the bag? I want your guesses as to what exactly you think was in this bag at 7:30.
Last night, my roommate Dylan comes home and he goes, I got something to tell you.
Oh.
I need your advice. I said, tell me, lay it on me. He has a friend that on social media, this couple, they are that couple that posts the yucky yuck. We love each other. We're here doing brunch together. Aww. We're doing couples massages. Everything is just fantastic. They have the picture perfect relationship. Well, yesterday while at lunch, my roommate was on Tinder and he saw one of the people from that couple on Tinder. And he said, I immediately shut down Tinder. I didn't swipe right. I didn't swipe left. He said, I did take a screenshot just in case.
You got to get receipts.
Exactly. And he said, what do I do? Do I send this to my friend, the person who I'm closest with in that couple, to say, hey, your boyfriend was on Tinder, or do you just let it go? And I said, hold on one second. We got to talk about this.
Okay. What are some more of the details? Like, is this a gay couple?
Yes.
Okay. So, does he know what this person might be on Tinder for? Like, is it possible they're looking to add someone to the bar?
Ooh. Right. He didn't say. He doesn't know any of the details. And that's the problem is, because that was my first question was, well, do they have an open relationship?
Yeah.
Or maybe they're broken up. Or, I mean, the possibilities are endless with what this could be. But he doesn't know. Should he just sit on the information and just let it go away and delete the screenshot? Or should he send the screenshot to his friend? And he also suggested, well, maybe if this person comes back up on Tinder, I will swipe right and see if they match with me. And if they do, I'll message them and say, I know you in a relationship. What are you doing on Tinder?
Well, that's a bad idea. All of this is a bad idea.
Oh.
I don't think, because you don't know what it means.
Right.
It's not like he saw this person make out with a stranger in public,
mm-hmm.
like alone, you know?
Right.
My thing is you probably shouldn't. Like, the other person may already know. Maybe it's an agreed upon thing that he doesn't want to have to tell you about.
Right.
And then it's going to be awkward. Oh, I don't know. I wouldn't. I would just be like, didn't see nothing. Nothing.
Nothing to see here, folks. Just
exactly.
Moving right along.
Exactly.
I mean, my advice is I think that you should send a screenshot and just say, hey, I'm not trying to be nosy. I came across this. I don't know what you want to do, what's going on, but just wanted to let you know. Because someone did that to me at the beginning of my relationship with Mr. Silver Fox. Because he was on a dating app that it was like one that he downloaded for a couple of weeks. And he was like, well, this is dumb. And then deleted it. And then 6 months into our relationship, someone that I had dated in the past said, oh, well, I saw Mr. Silver Fox on the dating app. And then, of course, I was like, excuse me, what are you doing? And he goes, I don't even know what that is.
Yeah.
Because if you delete the app, it doesn't necessarily mean that you've deleted your profile.
Correct.
It doesn't?
No.
Oh.
So you might still be on Tinder.
Well, that
Scotty.
Could be the case for this person, too.
Exactly. So I don't see any problem with just sending a harmless, hey, just in case, I saw this on Tinder.
But what if they're trying to find, like, a third, and they don't want to share that information with anybody, and now they're like, oh, God, no, your roommate knows.
But that's the risk you take when you put yourself out there that
that's
way.
That's true.
That's the risk you take. So have you experienced this before where you found someone that is in a relationship on a dating app? What did you do with that information? Call us up, 877-999-1015. We got Trending in Tampa Bay coming up at 7:30.
Hot 101.5.